How does it feel to be one of only a handful of municipal courts to receive this traffic safety award?
Well, it's a great honor for our city and for our court. And the whole point of the award is to honor courts who do a lot of community outreach. And we try our best, not just myself, but our prosecutor and our clerks and our marshals, to interact with the community at large to help promote traffic safety, because that's our mission. And so it's a great honor to be to receive this award.
Now, can you describe some of the main efforts made to increase traffic safety in College Station?
Well, first of all, we have a teen court that's been very strong throughout our history, and a lot of, you know, first-time offenders are 16-year-olds who receive traffic tickets. So our teen court's been very strong because we have very few repeat offenders who, after they complete teen court, because the teens actually get to make a lot of decision on fellow teens. So that's one area. We cooperate with Career Connections, where we have young people come to court and spend time with the court and do a mock trial. We participate in Citizens University, which we talk to citizens about the court. I spend a lot of time talking to various groups, school groups and other groups about traffic safety. So there's a number of ways, and we're always eager for new ways to help the community with traffic safety.
Now, one of the first things that pops into my head is all the college students in College Station. What kind of, not obstacle, but challenge having all the students from A&M and even Blinn in College Station does that make for traffic safety?
Well, it's quite a challenge because, again, we have young drivers, and the number one, for those who are under 35, the number one cause of death are traffic fatalities. It's not suicide or other things. And so traffic safety is very important for young people. And again, with young people, we try to, work with them, make sure that they don't end up in court again. We also, for those who are involved with any drinking and driving or minor in possession, make sure that they go to a drunk driving impact panel that's sponsored by MAD. And that's a very powerful 1 hour in which they get to experience and really see what the consequences can be of bad driving. And so we try to work with young people. My whole goal is to just make sure that they don't end up seeing another judge or ending up in court in the future on a traffic violation or some worse offense.
And, you know, lastly, College Station is such a family-based area. Lots of people come here to start their families and raise children. So, even like you said, just when it comes to fender benders and stuff like that, you know, why is it so important for people to be aware of traffic safety, especially, like you said, with all these families in town?
Well, because the victims of traffic violations often are very innocent. And one of the number one problems we're having to deal with now is with distracted driving and with people texting while they're driving and other things. And again, you know, since, you know, no one wants to have a victim or no one wants to have their child involved in a traffic accident, it's just so important. And, you know, as a court, I obviously see people when they actually commit an offense. But I also try to interact with the community and talk to young people to let them know the consequences and let them know what is out there, hopefully to stop, you know, people from committing a traffic offense and really just concentrating when they're driving.
Do you think the state of Texas will ever adopt the no cell phone law while driving, or no texting, or no being, you know, on your cell phone?
Well, I know that's a hope. I have the feeling that that's only going to probably happen, like many other laws, once the federal government, you know, threatens to take away highway money or something like that, you know, because unfortunately, you don't want, you know, a horrible accident, a series of horrible accidents to hasten that. But in terms of enforcement, unless there's kind of a total ban, it's very hard to enforce you know, various cell phone laws that we have out there. We do have a law in which if you're under 18, you cannot use a cell phone at all while driving. And we have some in our school zones. But I think it's going to be a slow process. But I think, as the studies indicate, if we do have more and more traffic accidents and fatalities due to distracted driving, then I think perhaps we'll see a law. But I don't think probably until it's probably, you know, federal and around the country.